Begin my talk this afternoon, brief talk, but I wanted to begin by reading a passage that I think is familiar to many of us. This is from our threefold refuge. I invite you to join me in Gassho. Difficult is it to receive a human form, now we are living it. Difficult is it to hear the Dharma of the Buddha, now we hear it. We do not cross over to the truth in the present life, in what life shall we cross over? Let us, with sincerity and true reverence, take refuge in the three treasures of the truth. Namam Dhavats, Namam Dhavats, Namam Dhavats, Namam Dhavats, Namam Dhavats. Thank you all for joining us this afternoon. We're coming up in a couple of months on the first I guess the 7th of November, we'll be having our the Bay District Buddhist Women's Conference, and my understanding is we'll be opening this up to all of our the Sangha here in the Bay District. And the theme that we've settled on is the threefold refuge. There's a Reverend Bridge came up with a wonderful title, something like Treasure in Our Midst. The three refuges or something like that. It's beautiful. I'll give you the proper title later. But this is a wonderful topic for us, I think, particularly as Jodo Shinshu Buddhists. Many of us are familiar with the three treasures or the three refuges in Buddhism. We have the Buddha. We have the Dharma, the teaching of the Buddha. So the Buddha is our enlightened teacher. The Dharma is his teaching. And then the Sangha. The Sangha is interesting. You know, so originally the word Sangha meant the community of the Buddha's disciples. And to this day, for many followers of the teachings of the Buddha, the word Sangha refers specifically to ordained monks and nuns who observe the precepts. So no marriage, no meat, no alcohol, no trips to the casino, you know. They might say no fun, but no, they have good, wholesome fun. And so for many Buddhists, this is what the three treasures are. And one of those treasures is monks and nuns who observe very strictly these Buddhist precepts. Now, in the Jodo Shinshu tradition, we don't have monks and nuns who observe the strict precepts, do we? I mean, I'm the minister here. I'm married. I've already eaten some meat today. And I have been to a casino. I'm not a big gambler, but, you know, I don't observe these strict precepts. And I don't think if you think about your own ministers at your own temples, you can probably think of a precept that they broke the last time you saw them. And this is the life of our Sangha. And so our Sangha is not just the community of ministers, but it's all of us. It's the whole community, everyone who comes to the temple. And this is a tradition that was started by Shinran Shonin. Shinran, as we're many of us are familiar, is just here to the right of us. And Shinran lived for the first, up to the age of 29. So from the age of 9 to 29, he lived this very strict life as a member of the sort of traditional Sangha. And he found that that wasn't a path that was bringing him all the way to enlightenment. So he left that. And then he wound up joining a community of all different kinds of people. Some who were still observing these rules of monks, like his teacher Honen Shonin. Honen Shonin, throughout his life, he was a good, you know, traditional Buddhist monk. But there were also people in Honen's community who were monks who had broken some of those precepts, who were married and who had taken wives. And Shinran then joining that community eventually wound up marrying himself. He married Eshini, who we look to as one of our great leaders in our tradition. And she and Shinran had a daughter whose name was Kakushini. And Kakushini was the figure who, after Shinran's passing, really kind of pulled the community together and said, let's have a place to remember my father and his teaching. And that continued on to be our Honganji temple. and now our temple's here. So family life, men and women living together, the joys and the challenges of married life and family life, and you know, living in community, men and women, women and women, men and men, all together. That's our Sangha here. That's our treasure, that our refuge that we go to. And it's a wonderful, wonderful Sangha because it embraces the entirety of human experience. And that's a great treasure and a refuge that we get to enjoy in our Jodo Shinshu tradition. And so I'm delighted that you're here. You brought that jewel once again together here at our temple and our big Sangha throughout the San Francisco Bay Area, and look forward to having you all join us for more reflections on this wonderful Sangha treasure, as well as our Dharma treasure and our Buddha treasure in November. So I'll conclude my reflections here. I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho.
Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Namo Amida Butsu.